This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the Supreme Court of the United States, at least great in the sense of significant. They handed down a decision on the eagerly awaited DACA case, a decision that was really no real decision about whether President Obama's original executive order authorizing the DACA program, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, whether that was constitutional, legal or not. No decision on really whether President Trump was right to suspend the program. But he suspended it conditionally, and I think we have to get into that, which we will. No decision on that. The case was decided on a technicality, which is why Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Neil Gorsuch and I think everybody except for Justice Kavanaugh on the conservative side of things, and of course Justice Roberts, who wrote the majority decision, Chief Justice Roberts, what they said is look, this is all based on a technicality, and the decision shouldn't be made on something this consequential on that. But in any event, it is the law of the land. It is the decision. As the president responded the other day when the big sweeping gay and transgendered rights decision came down, claiming that somehow in 1964, prophetically and very secretly, the people who drafted the Civil Rights Act that passed in 1964 all along had in mind somehow that the act of civil rights employment protection would be extended to gay and transgendered individuals, which is, of course, preposterous. But that's the 6-3 decision. This decision was 5-4. And who knows what happens next? I mean, the entire thing has been so tied up and so incompetently handled on all sides. We will get to that. We'll also get to the huge controversy about John Bolton and his book. There is no chance, none, that the White House is going to stop publication of this book. In fact, excerpts have already been published, posted on by the Wall Street Journal, which is a friendly to Trump newspaper. And I know President Trump doesn't like the book. A lot of President Trump's supporters, a lot of his associates don't like the book. Well, what do you expect? I mean, given the fact that John Bolton is so hostile to the president, we will get to what we know about this book and ponder, I think, one of the biggest questions, which is why, if John Bolton found the president so threateningly incompetent, why did he stay around as long as he did? And why did he not cooperate with the effort to impeach President Trump? Bolton actually, in his book, attacks the impeachers as well. We will also get to that. And then there's a question about whether or not the previous Supreme Court decision, and this one only would compound it, whether disappointments in the Supreme Court and some of President Trump's appointees may sour the evangelical support that is so crucial to the President of the United States in seeking re-election. We will get to that as well. And a question of the Boy Scouts now offering a merit badge in diversity and explicitly supporting Black Lives Matter, the Boy Scouts. By the way, if you want to be an Eagle Scout in the future, there's 61,000 new Eagle Scouts this year. But if you want to be an Eagle Scout in the future, like Rick Perry was, the former Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Energy, actually, let me be straight on that. If you want to be an Eagle Scout, you need to get that merit badge on diversity. How do you do it? We will cover all of that on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. First up, I want to actually play some of Ted Cruz's reaction to the Supreme Court decision on this DACA issue, because Ted Cruz is one of the better legal scholars in either house of Congress. He was a former Solicitor General for the state of Texas. Alan Dershowitz at Harvard Law School said that Ted Cruz was literally the brightest student he ever had. And Ted Cruz does not like, this is clip 12, Jeremy, Ted Cruz does not like the decision by the Supreme Court. Listen.
Today's decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in Department of Homeland Security versus Regents of the University of California is disgraceful. Judging is not a game. It's not supposed to be a game. But sadly, over recent years, more and more Chief Justice Roberts has been playing games with the court to achieve the policy outcomes he desires. This case concerned President Obama's executive amnesty. Amnesty that President Obama decreed directly contrary to federal law. He did so with no legal authority. He did so in open defiance of federal statutes. And, of course, he was celebrated in the press for doing so.
Okay, what he's talking about is the original DACA program, which President Obama put into place and which 800,000 people took advantage of. And who are those 800,000 people? Well, they actually just did a study of who they are. 90% of them are currently working. There's another 35% who are currently in school. What that means is a lot of the people who are in school are also working. The to get a DACA card, a work permit, you had to come in, clarify your immigration status, clarify the point that you were brought to this country with your parents through no choice of your own when you were a child below the age of 16. And you had to also clarify that you were either working steadily or had graduated from high school and gone on with some other kind of education, or and that your record was clean. One of the things that people have said that simply is not true is DACA recipients are hardened criminals. President Trump said that at one point. He's also said they were great Americans and he wants them all to stay. But the point about this is you can't be a hardened criminal and get a DACA card. The difficult thing about this entire story is that Congress failed to act. It failed to act under Obama. It failed to act under President Trump. This is, if there is one big failure of Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House, it's that when Republicans control the House of Representatives, they didn't rise to the challenge that President Trump put to them. This is something that all the news coverage of this case today has left out. And because, honest to goodness, you have to be responsible, and you have to be fair, and you have to not insult the intelligence of the American people, it's not going to be left out here. Here's the point I need to make to you, and it's the most important point to understand about this whole DACA case. In September of 2017, when President Trump issued his executive order ending the DACA program, he put in a six-month window, and he made it clear, I don't want to deport people who are leading a good life and going forward directly. That's why we are giving 6 months before we enforce this thing to allow Congress to make some arrangements, because President Trump acknowledged what Ted Cruz said, and Ted Cruz is absolutely right. This should never have been a matter for courts and for the executive branch. It's a matter for Congress to change the immigration law. And they should have done it years and years and years ago, because for goodness sake, to take someone who's been educated in public schools in America and gone on to public university and with university degrees, over 15% of DACA recipients have full university degrees already. I think it may even be higher than that now. We'll continue on this conversation, 1-800-955-1776. More from Ted Cruz and also from crying Chuck Schumer coming up on the MedMed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I mentioned that when President Trump announced his termination of the DACA program, he made it clear that he was not in favor of deportation of all of these people. In 2017, and he announced the suspension of DACA in September of 2017, he tweeted, does anyone really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military? That's what he asked. And then later, last year, he took a different tone. He tweeted this. He said, many of the people in DACA, no longer very young, are far from angels. Some are very tough, hardened criminals. Okay, in fact, to be eligible for the DACA program, you had to be below 30. So that's still kind of young, I think. And you can't have any kind of criminal record. Here are the terms of the program as it initially was instituted by President Obama. And I agree with President Trump, and I agree with the critics. This was a dubious constitutional move. You can't have the president on his sole discretion altering a immigration policy or immigration law. And under DACA, to be eligible, applicants must show that they had committed no serious crimes, that they had arrived in the United States before they turned 16, so at oldest age 15, and were no older than 30 at the time of application, and that they had lived in the United States for at least 5 years before applying, and were in school, had already graduated from high school, or received a GED, or were an honorably discharged veteran. And when he terminated the program, Trump said, I do not favor punishing children, but the program is unlawful and unconstitutional and cannot be successfully defended in court. Well, he was right about that. It wasn't successfully defended in court. What they basically did is they let stand lower court decisions delaying the implementation of Trump's suspension of the program until the Department of Homeland Security provided a more persuasive, a legitimate basis for doing it, other than just the president says so. Now, again, you could say, well, this is part of the incompetence of the Trump administration not filing those reasons originally. But now what they have to do is they have to go back and reapply through the lower courts, giving reasons that the Department of Homeland Security wouldn't think would be adequate. And no one believes that that is going to last beyond the November election. And it is virtually a sure thing that Joe Biden, when and if he becomes president, would go ahead and allow the DACA program to continue. Meanwhile, what about all these people who get these work permits based upon paying a little fee, going out, giving all their papers, showing they have a clean record? What about all these people who have been working at jobs dependent on those work permits? Those work permits are extendable every 2 years. You can get them renewed every 2 years, but there is no path to citizenship in DACA. That would have been grossly illegal. Well, all of that has continued because it's been tied up in the courts. And all of this goes back to the tremendous failure of Congress in 2017. President Trump gave Congress 6 months, and he urged Congress on several occasions, go ahead, do DACA the right way. Make some program that we can approve as legislation that everybody wants to see that would accommodate most of, if not all of, the people who have applied for DACA. And at one point, President Trump even said he'd be willing to accommodate more. The failure to compromise by some hardliners in the Republican caucus has actually created this entire mess, which should have been handled by Congress and must be handled by Congress at some point in the future. And it's one of the reasons it's so important to maintain that Republican majority in the U.S. Senate. Ted Cruz, part of that Republican majority, went on explaining why he disliked this decision written by Chief Justice John Roberts so much. Listen, here's Ted Cruz.
Obama's executive amnesty was illegal the day it was issued, and not one single justice of the 9 Supreme Court justices disputed that. Not a one. Chief Justice Roberts wrote the majority opinion, joined by the four liberal justices on the court. This is becoming a pattern. The majority assumes that DACA, Obama's executive amnesty, is illegal, and then bizarrely holds that the Trump administration can't stop implementing a policy that is illegal. Think about that for a second. And in fact, it's even worse. The majority explicitly concedes, of course, the administration can stop an illegal policy. All parties agree, that's a quote, all parties agree that, quote, DHS may rescind DACA. Okay, easy. Everyone agrees. DHS can rescind DACA, right? Not so fast. A clever little twist. The majority says, you know what? The agency's legal explanation wasn't detailed enough. Yeah, you got the authority to do it. Everyone agrees. There's no argument that you don't have the authority to do it. But we're checking your homework, and, you know, the memo you wrote explaining it just didn't have all the detail we need. Just a touch more. So start over.
Okay, this is why Justice Thomas, in his dissent, wrote, "Today's decision must be recognized for what it is, an effort to avoid a politically controversial but legally correct decision. The court could have made clear that the solution respondents seek must come from the legislative branch." Now, Justice Thomas is right. It must come from the legislative branch, and this is something that Congress must deal with. I wish they could deal with it before the election, and then you could have some indication of which members of Congress were serious and which were not. Now, Chuck Schumer had a very different reaction to the Supreme Court decision today than Ted Cruz. He got very emotional on the Senate floor, as is frequently the tendency with Chuck Schumer. Meanwhile, all of this plays into what is going to be a major issue in the election. And there are some folks, the Wall Street Journal, again, conservative newspaper, that are saying that these Supreme Court decisions going against President Trump are going to cost him with the evangelical voters who are so crucial to his victory. Is that true? I don't think it is, but we'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Do you get the impression the Supreme Court doesn't like me? That's President Trump's tweet after the Supreme Court ruled by a 5-4 margin that the Trump administration did not follow the right administrative procedure in ending the DACA program. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, thinks Congress needs to fix our broken immigration system.
Congress needs to do their work. We need to solve this broken immigration problem. And I think some people are sitting back and sending it to the courts in the idea that would force Congress to finally do what they were supposed to be doing all along.
One of the Atlanta police officers accused in the death of Rayshard Brooks is in custody. Devin Brosnan turned himself in just hours before the 6 p.m. Eastern deadline. Former officer Garrett Rolfe has yet to turn himself in. He faces that same 6 p.m. deadline, and his charges include felony murder. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On the Michael Medved Show, just a reminder, you have only a few days left to take advantage of a savings of $20, which brings down the cost of a Medhead membership to 11 cents a day. It's going to benefit you a lot, that 11 cents a day. It's a total of $40 for a year's membership. That's why you use the promo code SPRING40. You go to our website, MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Medhead membership. And that MedHead membership for 11 cents a day also gives you a 50% discount downloading anything from our history store. And go to MichaelMedved.com and take advantage while the spring season runs out to its climax coming right up. Coming up in 3 days. Okay, the Supreme Court decision. This is not a history-making, sweeping decision that sets up some kind of precedent. That was a decision we had earlier this week on the so-called protections that the Supreme Court discovered in a 1964 law. They discovered protections for gay and transgender people that simply do not exist. They're not there in the law. But six justices, including Chief Justice John Roberts, in a decision written by Justice Neil Gorsuch, one of President Trump's appointees, that decision was made, and Trump was fairly moderate in his response to that decision. He did not attack it. He said they've ruled. This is what he said to reporters on Monday. He said, I've read the decision. And some people were surprised, but they've ruled, and we live with their decision. Okay, perfectly reasonable response, even if it's an unreasonable decision. The decision today was much more questionable, but the impact is not nearly as great because it's a decision based on a technicality. And yet, it profoundly moved Chuck Schumer, who said this on the Senate floor.
To me, frankly, the court's decisions were surprising, but welcome, and gives you some faith that the laws and rules and mores of this country can be upheld. Wow, the decision's amazing. I am so happy. These kids, their families, I feel for them. And I think all of America does. Now,
yeah, it's Chuck Schumer. I know the president likes to call him crying Chuck Schumer. Look, if there were some kind of sweeping decision by Congress, which really is the only body that can make that decision, the president can sign it or not, a decision on something like what used to be called the DREAM Act, that is what is really required here. It is so stupid in this country that we have nearly a million young people who we've invested money in. We've invested money in public schools. We've invested money in universities. They've lived here to qualify for a work permit, which is all they get. They don't get a green card. They don't get a path to citizenship. They can't even apply for citizenship. There's no way they can become citizens. They get a work permit, so they're allowed to work at jobs. Okay, that was what President Obama did out of frustration because Congress wouldn't pass the DREAM Act, it wouldn't pass immigration reform, and I think what President Obama did was wrong. But it's also wrong to answer that by another executive action. This needs congressional attention. And it's one of those things that any candidate for the Senate, any candidate for the House, ought to be asked about this. What are you going to do about the so-called Dreamers? About nearly a million American young people who have lived here for at least 5 years prior to their application. Most of them have lived here all their lives. Most of these Dreamers have never lived anywhere else since childhood other than the United States of America. Some of them brought here when they were 2 and 3 years old, for God's sake. And that's, it's one of those things where whenever this is polled, an overwhelming majority, more than two-thirds of Americans think, yeah, I mean, you know, people should be allowed to stay here and work and live the American dream. So can't they get this done? I think it's good that they're moving toward maybe compromising on both sides to get some kind of police reform bill through. But this one is also worthwhile. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal that appeared yesterday. And the headline is, Gay Rights Ruling Complicates Trump Effort to Hold Evangelical Voters. And it says, a landmark Supreme Court ruling in favor of LGBT workers Monday injected fresh uncertainty into President Trump's aggressive efforts to maintain the support of evangelical voters for his reelection campaign. And I know what they're arguing is they're arguing that for many, many, many people in the United States who voted for President Trump and are planning to vote for him again, judicial appointments have been the key issue. And there was always a question is you would say that President Trump is this and that and this and that. And a lot of people looking at the kind of portrayal you have in the John Bolton book, which we're going to get to. But the answer would always be, but yeah, but look at the judicial appointments. And his judicial appointments have been excellent. And by the way, I still think they're excellent. I am very sorry that Neil Gorsuch and John Roberts made the wrong decision on this, quote, discovery of gay rights protections. Because there again, if you think there should be gay rights protections in federal law, then Congress can legislate them. In fact, they have considered it more than 45 times. It's been brought up again and again and again and again. They never did anything about it. In fact, it's never got anywhere near close to the kind of majority they would need. And for the court to take up the role of legislating when Congress won't act is a big mistake. It's also a big mistake for the President of the United States, like President Obama did, to take up the role of legislators when they don't act. What we need is a functional Congress. In any event, one of the things about evangelicals, and I thought this was stunning and worth sharing with you, is that if you go back and you look at the exit polling in 2016, it is just amazing. Because at one point they ask a question. They say, were you a white born-again Christian? And 26% of the people who voted in 2016 said that they were white, born-again Christians. That's one out of four. Now, why is that vote so important to Trump? Because for the 74% who are not white, born-again Christians, Hillary Clinton beat him by 16 points. Yeah, 16 points. No, I'm sorry. Did I say 16 points? I just did the math wrong. 26 points. Hillary Clinton got 60%. Donald Trump got 34% last time. That's among 74% of the people who are not white, born-again Christians. So that 26% gave Trump a huge advantage, 6 to 1, 80% to 16%. And that won him the election. In other words, if you take white born-again Christians out of the equation, Trump loses the election in the popular vote and loses almost every single state in the union, the Electoral College. He loses the popular vote by 26 points. I think that the point about judicial appointments, for people who care about judicial appointments, the fact that Neil Gorsuch is disappointing on a crucial issue doesn't mean that he's not a better vote than, say, Merrick Garland, who would have been the Supreme Court justice if not for Mitch McConnell slowing up his confirmation. Certainly doesn't mean he's not better than Barack Obama, who, by the way, is likely to be appointed to the Supreme Court or Chief Justice by President Biden. And just think of it. We've had a former president who was appointed Chief Justice before, Chief Justice Taft. We will get to that and the politics of it all coming right up on the Medved Show.
Wow.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Michael Medved show, they are continuing to talk about the politics of police reform. And I will tell you, Tim Scott is incredibly valuable to the Republican Party. I'll tell you who else is incredibly valuable, and I ardently hope wins re-election, is Cory Gardner of Colorado, who's running in a tough race for re-election. He's running against John Hickenlooper, who was, for a blink of an eye, a presidential candidate. You may remember him. He's a former restaurant owner, former governor of Colorado. He was running for president. He has been, by the way, tagged with a campaign finance violations and other hints of scandal that may set back his campaign against Cory Gardner. Cory Gardner just won a major victory yesterday in a bipartisan way with all the Democrats and half the Republicans in a natural resources bill that provides a desperately needed $9 billion to our national parks. Now, for goodness sake, this is enormously popular legislation. It deserves to be. It helps to deal with a backlog of maintenance in our national parks. And this is particularly important when those parks come back from the lockdowns and the coronavirus crisis. And congratulations to Mitch McConnell, again, who put this through the Senate and corralled more than enough Republican votes. It won with, I believe, it got 74 votes in the Senate. And good for them. President Trump has said he will sign it. That's an important thing. But he will also sign the legislation that's authored, the Justice Act, by Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, the only black Republican in the Senate, which is ironic. As I mentioned to you yesterday, when the Republican Party first started in the 1850s, the Democrats referred to them as black Republicans because they were the only political party that had come into existence as a major party, not just a fringe party, that actually cared at all about the welfare and well-being of black people who were enslaved. Senator Tim Scott spoke about Senator Dick Durbin, his colleague from Illinois, the Democrat, the Democratic whip. Yesterday, and we played it on the air, Dick Durbin had referred to the legislation as a token, and Tim Scott, I think, rightly interpreted that as offensive toward him, as if it were a belief that Tim Scott were a token. Listen to Senator Scott.
To think that on this day, as we try to make sure that fewer people lose confidence in this nation, to have the senator from Illinois refer to this process, this bill, this opportunity to restore hope and confidence and trust from the American people, from African Americans, from communities of color, to call this a token process. hurts my soul for my country, for our people. To think that the concept of anti-lynching that's a part of this legislation to be considered a token piece of legislation because perhaps I'm African American and I'm the only one on the side of the aisle. I don't know what he meant, but I can tell you that this day to have those comments again hurts the soul.
Well said, Senator Scott, and he has been so terrific on this. And I think single-handedly he is going to deserve the thanks of the president when he does have an opportunity, as we can all hope, that we will go ahead and see a signature on a police reform bill that will do some meaningful good. I'll tell you something that is not doing meaningful good is the basic belief that any time people talk about preserving American heritage, that it always is racist. You know who says that? Well, this is Dana Bash on CNN, and this deserves, you should pardon the expression, to be bashed. Listen.
You didn't hear Tim Scott or any of the Republicans in that press conference this morning talking about our nation's heritage, which historically has been a dog whistle for racism. And that is the term and the phrase that the president of the United States used in the Rose Garden just yesterday, even as he was signing this executive order. Tone matters.
Okay. Look, the term American heritage, when I was a kid, my late uncle in Philadelphia gave me a gift. I think I was 11 years old, something like that. But he gave me a subscription to American Heritage magazine. Anybody out there remember American Heritage magazine? It was a magazine, but it wasn't a magazine. It came bound as books, and I still have them there on the shelf right behind me where I'm sitting now. And I have them from the 50s and 60s, and it's just great. It was a magazine celebrating American history. How can you believe that somehow talking about American heritage is a dog whistle? And this is the problem with everything that the Democratic Party is trying to do. Now, I'm not saying that the smiling black chef in a very neat red bow tie holding up a steaming bowl of cream of wheat, I'm not suggesting that he is a priceless part of American heritage. He's wearing a chef's hat. He has a big smile. And it turns out that B&G Foods, the maker of cream of wheat, have banished the cream of wheat guy together with Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima. Gone! B&G Foods, maker of cream of wheat, announced today it would be reviewing the packaging of longtime breakfast brand, the latest food company to do so, after Quaker announced earlier in the week that it was retiring its Aunt Jemima logo because of its racist origins. Since 1893, Cream of Wheat's logo has featured a smiling black chef, not dissimilar to the Aunt Jemima logo, which featured a smiling black woman. Well, it is dissimilar. I mean, there's a difference. The Aunt Jemima logo, the new one is perfectly nice, but the old traditional Aunt Jemima logo was based on a minstrel show character. And basically looked like someone who was still enslaved. That is not the case with the Cream of Wheat guy. And they issued this statement from B&G Foods. We understand there are concerns regarding the chef image, and we are committed to evaluating our packaging and will proactively take steps to ensure that we and our brands do not inadvertently contribute to systemic racism. This term systemic racism is driving me crazy. And I have a story that I have to share with you about a school district that apparently is on the verge of ordering curriculum units on systemic racism in public schools. The Boy Scouts have referred to systemic racism. Can we stop that? What systemic racism? We made it against the law back in 1964, and it was an epic achievement. It's one of the most important pieces of legislation Congress ever passed. But first, with the Brown versus School Board of Topeka in 1954, a Supreme Court decision, and then with the Civil Rights Act of 1964, 10 years later, during that time period, we made discrimination illegal. Now, does that mean that it doesn't exist? I'm sure it still exists. But for goodness sake, when you talk about systemic racism, what more do you do to get rid of systemic racism than to make it illegal, to set up a whole civil rights division in the Justice Department that is meant to enforce those non-discrimination laws, to have laws in for housing, for employment, to change everything regarding what kind of marriages are legal, at least in 16 states. That was changed in 1967 with the Loving case. But for goodness sake, yes, there was systemic racism in the United States. But this idea, and right now I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, okay, am I going to get in trouble for saying this? But the idea that the cream of wheat guy is part of systemic racism, again, if they want to change it, they think they can sell more cream of wheat with a different logo. What are they going to replace him with? I mean, honest to goodness, I am left almost speechless by all of this. It has come so quickly, and it has come so dramatically in a tidal wave. Okay, so what happens? What's going to replace the Confederate monument? Somebody had an interesting idea in Tennessee. It may even be a serious idea. We will get to that. We will also get to the question of John Bolton's new book, The Room Where It Happened. That title of the book is based on that great musical, Hamilton. Is the Bolton book going to be as popular as that? Doubtful. But we will cover it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.